Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey guys, we have some really huge breaking news with regards to that Russian coup attempt. So let me just jump right in here. It looks like the coup attempt, at least this phase of it, may be over. Let me go ahead and put this up on the screen. This is the statement from Prigozhin. He says they were going to dismantle PMC Wagner. We came out on June 23 to the March of Justice. In a day, we walked nearly 200 kilometers away from Moscow. In this time, we did not spill a single drop of blood of our fighters. Now the moment has come when blood may spill. That's why, understanding the responsibility for spilling Russian blood on one of the sides, we are turning back our convoys and going back to field camps according to the plan. So Prigozhin, the head, of course, of the Wagner Group that launched this now attempted coup attempt, saying that they are going back to the base camps, that they are effectively retreating. And the backstory here is that apparently there was some deal making with Lukashenko, who is the president of Belarus. Let's put this piece up on the screen. This is everything we know. And by the way, guys, we haven't heard a word as of the recording of this video from the Kremlin or from Putin, so we don't know their side of the story. But here is what Max Sadon, who is the Moscow bureau chief at the Financial Times, is tweeting. He says Belarus says they have convinced Prigozhin to stand down his armed uprising. Lukashenko spent, quote, the entire day negotiating with Prigozhin after agreeing on joint actions with Putin and additionally clarifying the situation through his own channels. No immediate confirmation from the Kremlin. We did get confirmation, though, from Prigozhin. He, again, saying this was like part of the plan here. And we have some early indications that perhaps part of the deal was some of the military leadership, the Russian military leadership that Prigozhin had been beefing with for a while now, that perhaps part of the deal was that they are going to be removed and others put in place, but that we don't have any confirmation on. And with all of this, you have to understand, take it with a grain of salt, wait for things to play out, because these are incredibly chaotic and fast-moving developments. But just in a stunning 24 hours here, when you have the Wagner Group, you know, group of mercenaries launching this attempted uprising, armed rebellion, coup attempt, civil war, whatever you want to call it, marching fairly unimpeded within 200 kilometers of Moscow. The mayor of Moscow was issuing a state of emergency. They were trying to muster some sort of defense. There were reports, these again unconfirmed, that Putin and some of the top Kremlin officials had been flown out of Moscow to St. Petersburg. Again, that's unconfirmed, but absolutely humiliating for Putin, and now rather humiliating for Prigozhin as well. He had become a real social media superstar during the war. And part of how this all came to pass is because the Russian military, like the actual direct Russian military strength, was so weak, and they had struggled so much in the Ukraine war, that they had basically had to rely on this group of mercenaries in order to make any sort of progress. So Wagner really instrumental, for example, in the Battle of Bakhmut. That is where a lot of the tensions really escalated between him and Shoigu and some of the other military leadership. They claimed that they were their mercenaries were being denied ammunition and being denied some of the weapons that they needed. He's leveled charges of incompetence against the top military brass within Russia. And then with regard to this coup attempt, Sagar covered some of this in the video that he did previously in the beginning phases here. He said that the Ukraine war was a mistake, that it was built on lies, and that was part of the motivation for launching this armed rebellion. So, you know, impossible to say what happens next. Perhaps the immediate danger to Putin's regime has passed. But this is a humiliating and really existential crisis for him. It will have huge implications in terms of their ability to prosecute the war in Ukraine at a time when Ukraine is attempting to mount a serious counteroffensive. There are real questions about how that would all unfold. Wagner has been, as I said, one of the most effective parts of their fighting forces. So just losing that ability in and of itself is, incredibly damaging potentially to the Russian war effort. Now, does this lead Putin to feel like, all right, I'm under pressure here, I got to sue for peace, let me get to the negotiating table? Possible. I think probably unlikely. More likely that someone like him, this sort of more strongman authoritarian leader, is likely to double down when faced with this set of circumstances. But he has shown a lot of weakness in his regime based on how this all unfolded, even with Prigozhin now appearing to get cold feet and turning back. So that's effectively all we can say. I guess the last piece that I'll add here is there was a lot of discourse online about like who to cheer for in this whole situation. And, you know, the idea of a nuclear-armed superpower being potentially headed by the, you know, brutal leader of this mercenary group is a terrifying situation. And even with the potential end of this coup attempt, it still remains a very volatile and very dangerous situation when you are dealing with a nuclear-armed superpower and, authoritarian leader with his back against the wall. So that's everything we know at this point. We will certainly keep you updated with everything as it unfolds. This will certainly have tremendous implications within Russia. Sagar and I were talking, and he was mentioning, you know, it's very likely there's going to be huge crackdown on dissent domestically, as there already has been. But in response to this kind of weakness, the response is not going to be like, let's have tolerance and let's have a free marketplace of ideas. So you can certainly see that coming for the Russian domestic population, and then no way to know what it means in terms of the Ukrainian war. But we'll be watching it closely. We've got Yegor, our friend who lives in Moscow, to give us a live report from that city on Monday and tell us what this has all been like and what he's hearing and what the sentiment is on the ground. So look forward to that, and we will see you all soon.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
The information age can be overwhelming, especially when the information can't always be trusted. But for the past 180 years, readers around the world have turned to The Economist as their trusted news source, delivering in-depth expert analysis of a wide range of topics. Listeners get a one-month free trial when they sign up at economist.com. That gives you unlimited digital access to daily articles, special reports, great podcasts, subscriber-only newsletters, and so much more. Take the guesswork out of staying informed. Go to economist.com to sign up.
NFLShop.com is your one-stop shop for officially licensed NFL gear to rep your favorite team. Check out the latest arrivals of jerseys, t-shirts, and much more. You'll find everything you need for a winning season with the best selection of NFL gear you'll find anywhere. Assemble your fan uniform for cheering on your team everywhere from the stadium to your couch. Shop an unbeatable selection of gear to showcase your team pride and style. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.